KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for a good chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 62. Radar already shows some light showers and a few thunderstorms off to our west over in Pottawatomie County, stretching up into the southern portions of Harrison and Shelby County. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. Residents in Adair County have some new tools available to them. Pam Jensen, Adair County Assessor, and the Adair County Board of Supervisors report that complete Adair County property information is now available to the public 24/7 in an enhanced mapping format on the Internet through a partnership with GIS Workshop, LLC. Visitors to the user-friendly mapping site will now find county property information at their fingertips through the property search tool. The search field allows searches by parcel ID, owner name, address, or legal description. All matching results will appear on both a map and in a list format. In addition, residents can perform a more advanced search by sale information, such as sale date, price range, acreage, or year built. Full data regarding values, taxes, and even a photo of the property is now conveniently available to anyone with an internet connection. Additional enhancements to the site include a measurement tool, quick identity tool, photo tool, advanced printing tool, and a zoom in, zoom out, and aerial imagery slider bars featuring several years of FSA aerial imagery. The enhanced site allows anyone access to information from GIS mapping information quickly and easily. You can find the link to that site under this same story on our website at KJAN.com. Just look under the news tab. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the past 2 weeks have seen needed rainfall over much of the state, ending a very dry stretch of weather. The rain reflects improvements to the drought, streamflow, and shallow groundwater conditions. Rainfall totals have varied from just over 7/10 of an inch at Muscatine to more than 6 inches at Lake Mills. Here in Atlantic, rainfall from April 7th through this past Tuesday amounted to 2.39 inches, which matches the statewide average. Temperatures have averaged 4.5 degrees above normal as well. Officials say the wet weather comes at a time when Iowa is entering its traditionally wet months and is a positive sign for conditions through spring. The area of the state classified as abnormally dry has dropped from 50% to 25%, according to the National Drought Monitor, a significant improvement over 1 year ago, when more than 75% of the state was abnormally dry. Slight drought conditions remain present in far northwest and eastern Iowa. For a thorough review of Iowa's water resource trends, you can go to www.iowadnr.gov/water-summary-update. The report is prepared by the technical staff from the Iowa DNR, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the IIHR Hydro Science and Engineering, and U.S. Geological Survey, in collaboration with the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says a turkey farm in Sac County has become the third farm in Iowa to have confirmed cases of bird flu. The farm's 34,000 turkeys will be killed to contain the virus. The farm is within a 6-mile monitoring zone of the first turkey farm identified in Iowa to have the H5N2 virus. Sac County is the adjacent county south of Buena Vista County, where a farm with 27,000 turkeys was confirmed to have the virus on April 13th. An egg-laying facility with 3.8 million chickens in Osceola County, northwest of the turkey farms, also has the virus. State agricultural officials say in the latest case announced Thursday, turkeys began dying and tests at Iowa State University confirmed the bird flu virus was present. Governor Terry Branstad has asked several state agencies to monitor the outbreak of a deadly form of bird flu that's reached Iowa and led to an emergency declaration in Minnesota. Branstad spokesman Jimmy Centers said the governor is communicating with agencies overseeing public health and emergency management. Agency officials have been asked to offer resources to respond to the H5N2 virus. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton declared a state of emergency Thursday in his state. In Iowa, the flu, as we mentioned, has been confirmed in Buena Vista, Osceola, and Sac counties. Center says Branstad's office has not received a request for a disaster declaration, but resources can be made available without one. Some international trade partners are declining to buy egg and poultry products from states affected by a deadly strain of bird flu, while others are excluding imports only from countries where the virus has surfaced. Agriculture officials say the food supply is safe, but Mexico, Japan, and Canada are among 33 countries declining to accept poultry products from entire states, including Iowa. the nation's leading egg producer, and Minnesota, the top turkey grower in the U.S. Federal officials say it's critical for any Iowans with backyard chickens to take every precaution to protect their flocks from the latest outbreak of avian influenza. Catherine Wateki, an undersecretary at the USDA, says Iowa's already seen two large commercial operations severely impacted by H5N2 in the past week and just recently Sac County, and the virus is clearly spreading around. Wateki offers a few tips for Iowans with backyard coops.
Making sure you use a dedicated set of boots. Be sure to wash your hands before and afterwards. Keep your backyard flock separated from wild birds.
It's believed the bird flu is being spread by wild waterfowl like ducks and geese. Wateki says Iowa bird owners need to keep very close tabs on their flocks and let a veterinarian know if something is amiss.
It's very important that sick animals and an unexpected death rate be reported just to check up, see if there is an exotic disease that's causing the problem so that the rest of the backyard flocks will be protected.
And bird flu is being reported in at least a dozen states since the start of the year. Frost and freezing conditions hit Iowa the last few nights this week, and that has grape growers hoping they don't see another drop in production like the one brought on by the cold last season. State viticulture specialist Mike White says he has not had any reports of damage following Wednesday's freeze warning.
For the most part, everything looks good in Iowa. I'm sure there may have been a vineyard or two in southern Iowa in a lower area that might have had some frost, but I think we're still right now looking pretty good.
White says, however, grapevines do have some built-in insurance against frost damage. He says each plant has three buds inside, with the first being 100% fruitful.
Now, if it gets out there with one or two leaves, and let's say it's April 27th and you get a frost, well, the secondary bud inside there will bust open, and it has the ability to produce maybe 30 to 50% of a crop.
White says the third layer will not produce fruit, but it will sustain the plant through the season. He says wineries last year took a hit from a cold and wet spring and a late summer thunderstorm in western Iowa. Yields were cut by as much as 40%. Iowa has more than 100 wineries across the state. Our news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.